Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
So we've talked about our animals before. We have four pets.
Yes, we do.
Sometimes they help us record.
Help is a very strong word that I wouldn't use. They are present.
They are here, yeah.
And try to bump the microphone.
Yeah, they're good at that.
Purr really loudly.
Really loudly. Or one has a terrible, so we have two cats and two dogs. And our one cat has a really not attractive meow. It kind of sounds like, yeah. And sometimes he likes to do that right into the microphone.
And that's when he's happy.
It's true. So we talk about our pets, but we haven't really talked Disney pets very much
before. And there's a lot of Disney pets.
So many. So what we did is we decided to judge them.
Yeah. As one does.
Right. So we picked 10 animated. So we said Disney or Pixar. And we had to narrow it down to 10 because there are a lot.
There's a lot.
So we're going to rank them, and we're kind of, we have no idea how we're going to rank them.
Yeah, and we further narrowed it down by saying specifically pets that are, owned by other characters.
Yes.
Type of situation.
Yes.
Not animals that are just characters.
Right. So I actually had Stitch on there for a while, and I took him off because I was like, he's too much of a main character now. He technically is.
He's an alien.
Is,
he's not really.
He is a pet. He is a pet.
He pretends to be a pet.
But he's actually might be the most pet. We actually see Lilo, buy him. That's what the whole plot point is of saving him.
But that's just because he's hiding from the authorities.
Yeah. So there's a lot of loopity ones and things like that. Loopity ones. But we decided to stick to animals that are, clearly animals. We also talk Pegasus, but Pegasus is Hercules's pet, but is also a mythical character, so
yeah.
So we can do a different mythical character one sometime
or something. I don't know.
But before we get to all that ranking and judginess, Brandon, what are you currently drinking?
I'm having a well-earned drink right now.
Yeah, why don't you tell me about that?
It's a Oktoberfest lager from Medicine Hat.
Oh. That's cool.
Which is a funny name for a town.
It really is.
In Alberta. City, I guess.
It's a city.
It is a city. But it's called Medicine Hat, and it's a funny name.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, what do you think?
Let me see. Yeah, that's good. It's a good fall beer, actually.
Nice. It's Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest. Mm-hmm. It tastes like fall to
me. Nice. Yeah. You have pumpkins?
No, not pumpkins.
But that's what tastes delicious and...
No.
I'm drinking a vodka soda berry lemon. That was really bad.
Now you will be drinking.
Now I will be. By Smirnoff. So I am
light and fruity, just
the
weather right now. Well, actually, you know what?
Well,
it was quite warm today, so yeah.
Well, okay. Warm for here anyway. Okay. Also, what is your current nerd thing?
I don't have one. Because I have been working and sleeping and not much else.
It's
true.
Including
eating. So
it's true.
It's been a long week.
Yeah.
Hence the beer. Needing the beer.
It's true. Well, I have a nerd thing.
Yeah?
Today at work was dressed like a Star Wars character day.
That's
at the
pretty
school.
Nerdy.
So we have
I did see you off with a very blue and white tutu.
I did. I definitely had an R2-D2. R2-D2-2.
R2-D2-2.
Yeah. So we have an awesome student at the school, and he turned 18.
Just the one, though.
All the rest are terrible. But we actually planned the day around one particular student. It was his 18th birthday.
Oh, wow.
And we found out that over the Christmas break, he has become enamored with Star Wars. So they decided totally fair. So we decided for his 18th birthday, all the staff wore at least a Star Wars t-shirt. You very kindly let some of my coworkers borrow some of you. Like, who has Star Wars t-shirts? Well.
You have a couple of those.
Yeah, just a couple. And, but some people came in full costume. One of my coworkers showed up with a collection of lightsabers that people got to play with. So we definitely had lightsaber duels. And yeah, that was my day at work today. I definitely wore a R2-D2-2. Two. And two Loungefly bags.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so that was my day.
Yeah, okay, that qualifies. Yeah. I think you were nerdy enough for the both of us.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's finals coming up here and stuff like that, so it was nice to have a little fun today.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. And also, we have a new Boba Fett episode. Episode 3, we literally just watched it.
We did, literally.
Yeah, because you were working late, so we didn't get to watch it till now.
Yeah, I missed but, Boba Fett Day.
Yeah, that's okay. What did you... But it was cool, because we got to watch it on my Star Wars Day. What did you think of the newest episode?
I think it was the weakest one so far. These Disney Plus series tend to have at least... a couple filler episodes, sadly, but I think this was it. There were some cool moments.
Yep.
It is the first time watching a Disney Plus series that I like the special effects kind of were like, oh, I'm watching a Disney Plus series.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, a few moments, like.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. The editing or the pacing or something felt wonky, but it did have some cool moments. Actually, I think it was in Mandalorian season 3 was the weakest episode in that one, too.
In season 3?
I mean, sorry, episode 3 in season 2.
Possibly,
that was the weak one, too. So, I'm not 100% sure. I'd have to go check. But, I mean, it was fine. Like, I didn't have a problem with it. Had some cool moments. It's just... episode 1 and 2 knocked it out of the park is all, and this one was fine.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, okay. Very cool moments in it, though.
Well, yeah. It's worth watching.
Definitely.
And they're definitely going to build to something.
Exactly. Yeah, it's hopefully. You have to lead to the thing, right? Yeah. So, yeah. And I think that takes us to the news. Disney A News Update. Okay, so a lot of, like, quick little news items today. Let's start Disney Plus news, first of all.
Okay.
So, the big one that's been the news for the last, 2 weeks or so, Turning Red, the new Pixar movie coming out in March that I'm super excited to see because it's about a red panda.
In Canada.
Like, could not get more awesome. Except it's not going to be doing a theatrical release at all. It is going straight to Disney Plus. Like, included subscription Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
This is the third Pixar movie that is going to happen to.
Well... Second and a half,
yeah, because Onward did have 1 week of theater.
Onward is a special case. We'll ignore that. But they did the same thing, with Luca.
Well, and Soul.
And Soul, yeah. Soul was another... Is Luca a Pixar or Disney?
No, I think Luca's just Disney.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I always have trouble keeping track now because they're very, very similar.
Yeah, they used to have very distinct styles and they don't anymore.
Mm-hmm. And like when it's not a princess, like a straight out princess Frozen 3 type of movie, it's I don't know
true.
If it's Disney
it's true.
Or not. Like I would say like Big Hero 6 is a Disney, but it feels like very Pixar, right?
Definitely.
So anyway, okay. Soul was a special one because they wanted to get it out for awards consideration wisely.
Yeah.
Because it cleaned up awards-wise, so...
I think I lied to you. I think Luca is Pixar.
Oh. Yeah, I thought Luca was the one they were upset about.
Mm-hmm. Well, Soul, you're right, though. Soul was purposeful. Like, we knew about that. It was purposefully done. Yeah, so this is the third and a half.
Then.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, yeah, and this one was supposed to go to theaters, so the news was
different. It was kind of like a switch and, very tough. And then they didn't want to do the half measures, because that hasn't turned out well in the past either.
Yeah.
Lawsuits and whatnot, so, you know, whatever.
So, that's interesting, though. Like, it seems that they're just doing it with Pixar, is the question here.
Yeah, there's lots of mitigating factors, but the fact remains that they've done it a lot with Pixar, and there's a lot of pride in that studio, so they're like, why are our stuff not good enough to be released in theaters?
Everything else is being released in theaters, or at least the things that weren't, it was like height of pandemic, or it was paid, like extra, but Pixar
there's some problems bubbling there, but hey, we get to watch it, so whatever.
We're excited about that, and we'll probably talk about it more as it comes up, and because we're gonna watch it right away, so also award season, we're getting into award season here.
We are, yeah,
and big news is surrounding Encanto. Well, lots of stuff surrounding Encanto, because it and this is also that the music is of course at the forefront of this, but also the song We Don't Talk About Bruno, I just found out, was the first song since Let It Go from Disney to reach the top 5 on Billboard charts. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's definitely my favorite song from that.
Oh, me too. And not the one that's up for awards.
No. Yeah, I learned a little interesting tidbits about this whole thing. For the Oscars specifically, you have to submit your choices, like what you're going to to nominate for the long list, like for what they first vote on to get to the short list and then to get to the nominations, a long time in advance. And and for songs, you're only allowed to submit two per movie. And so it would be tough. Like, music is very subjective, especially if you're close to it and you've listened to the songs a thousand times. Like, you don't know what's going to be popular and work in the moment.
It's true.
Way ahead of time, and the movie might not even have been totally finished yet, or I don't know. But yeah, they didn't submit that one, and it is the most popular. So,
oh yes, by like a lot. But the ones they did submit, well, like there aren't bad songs
popular,
in there.
Popular doesn't always equal artistic merit.
It's very true.
Fast and the Furious
at
movies,
least.
You
got a cough there.
Yeah. Gotta clear my throat.
Fast and Furious, yes. But I know at least one of the ones that is up for all the nominations and is the one being talked about is a fantastic song as well. So
yeah,
that's
yeah,
pretty cool.
There's a lot of good music.
But, you know, I just think it's worth mentioning the fact that, like, that's quite an achievement for a Disney song to be on the, like, to be doing that well. Mm-hmm. Especially when they went for such a dry period without any music and good music and so on. So
yeah,
it's nice to have that back. And thank you, Lin-Manuel Miranda. Also, let's switch over a little bit to talk more, well, Marvel. Of course, we saw Spider-Man in theaters and everything like that, but we have...
Yeah, go watch it.
Yeah, go watch it. Go watch it. We have Eternals is now up on Disney Plus.
Yeah, it came out today.
Yeah.
The day we're recording.
Yes. I am looking forward to seeing it again, actually. I was not super impressed with seeing it in theaters, but I think it's going to warrant a second watch.
Yeah, I was fine seeing it in theaters. I probably am most looking forward to watching the after credit scenes again.
Right.
More than the actual movie. I don't know.
I agree.
It was fine. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's a
good popcorn.
It's a good one to catch on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
That you already subscribed to.
Yes, exactly. That is, yes. Disney Plus Into the Parks is right now Boba Fett. So we're talking about Boba Fett being on the episode 3 just dropped, but now there are new Boba Fett postcards for Magic Key holders in Disneyland. Yeah. And there's a new Boba Fett dessert in Tomorrowland. I don't remember what it's called,
Boba tea?
Well... No. Well, yes and no. It has boba, like the balls.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's like a parfait.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's actually, like, it looks really good. There's, like, chocolate and berries and stuff like that. And, yeah, the boba balls are on top, so.
Yeah. That just makes sense.
Yeah, so check it out in Tomorrowland. And, yeah, the postcards for Magic Key holders. So that's another one of those little perks that you get for doing that. Also, speaking of new stuff in Disneyland, there are new Spirit jerseys, and I don't always mention new merch, except there's a Baymax Spirit jersey.
Cool.
It looks really cool.
Is it white or
white and red?
White and okay, like so it is armor then.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah, and it's just the eyes, and it looks really cool. I was like, I haven't been tempted by a Spirit jersey in a while. This one looks very cool.
I do like Big Hero 6.
I know. Yeah, I know.
I'll watch that again.
Yep. Yep. there's also at the same time a Moana one was released. Also on January 9th, Star Tours celebrated its 35th anniversary.
Ooh. That feels older. Like you say 35 years, it feels like it should be older than that, especially with certain things that I hear that are 20 years old and they seem like they're like 5 years old. So I don't know.
Time is a weird thing.
Is a little weird. Yeah.
It always strikes me how odd it is that it is as old as it is. I always feel like it should be newer than it is.
Star Tours? No.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Because it's very classically Star Wars, so it feels like it should be as old as Star Wars almost.
Maybe.
Like I don't know.
But yeah, so that was kind of big exciting news there as well. Nice anniversary for that. And I think that leads us to the main topic.
Disney Plus and chill.
All right, ready to get all judgy?
Yay, pets.
I like pets. Not that we don't love all of them. And there are so many more that aren't being included here.
Some of them suck, though.
No, they do not. None of them. Not a single one of them. Okay.
I don't know, the Siamese cats in Lady and the Tramp. Oh, okay, they suck.
They do. They are terrible. But they're not on this list, so it's okay. Okay, so first of all, I'm just going to run down the whole list so people know who we're judging here.
Okay.
Okay, so we have Dante from Coco, Pascal from Tangled, Pua from Moana, Doug from Up, Pluto, Figaro, and Figaro belonged to both Pinocchio originally, but then also Minnie Mouse.
I did not know that.
Well, I thought it was just another cat named Figaro, and maybe it is, but it literally looks like the same one from Pinocchio.
Interesting.
Yeah. Raja from Aladdin. Pongo and Perdita from 101 Dalmatians.
Oh,
you know,
two for one.
I was going to say, I'm putting them together. They count as one. Duchess from Aristocats and Lady from Lady and the Tramp. Okay. I said Lady and the Tramp, but yes. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let's start with the bottom of these 10 awesome pets. Who is your number 10?
I'm kind of doing this off the top of my head, so it's going to be a little difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Duchess.
Okay, how come?
Because she's kind of a fluffy cat. I do like cats, mm-hmm. but she was the kind of cat that I wouldn't really like because okay. she's all pampered.
She's
and,
a duchess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's fine. And also Aristocats isn't my favorite movie, so that kind of colors the perception as well a little bit.
Fair. I like Duchess. I had a cat named Duchess. Well, my sister had a cat named Duchess that
she
we
did.
Rescued, and she was white.
I liked that Duchess
I did too.
A lot. Yeah.
But Duchess is actually my bottom as well. I still like her and everything like that, but my favorite cat in that movie is Thomas O'Malley, right? And so, whereas Duchess just exists to be basically a foil to Thomas O'Malley.
Right, yeah.
So, and the kittens are also awesome, and she exists to be, like, their mother.
And it's a similar situation where they're, like, they're talking animals that are pets.
Yeah.
Similar to Lady and the Tramp.
Yes.
But they're more people-like in the Aristocats
yeah.
than they are in Lady and the Tramp, mm-hmm. where... being a pet in a human world is more of the plot, I think.
Right. Well, I mean, Aristocats, they're pets, but they're removed so quickly from the humans,
mm-hmm.
and the whole purpose is getting back to the humans, so, like, it's tough.
Yeah,
it is tough,
and it's been a long time since I've seen the Aristocats. But,
so, I agree. Like, I like her fine. I like her quite a bit, actually, but, yeah, not as cool as these other ones. Okay. Did you want to keep going for number 9, or do you want me to do the next one?
Yeah, you go for
it. We'll alternate a little bit.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Okay, well, in the same vein, I really, really like this character, but I'm gonna go Lady.
Okay.
Yeah, I really, really like Lady. I think she's very sweet, and she's very nice, but, she's also, and I understand that that's the point, is that she's really naive and pampered, but she's also really naive and pampered, and, again, my favorite character in that is Tramp, so... You know,
mine's Scotty.
So. Oh, Scotty is awesome. Yeah, Scotty is awesome. Okay, so you know she's kind of right there with she's the canine version of Duchess for me. So
okay, well, I would like to agree with you, but I'm not going to.
Okay, is it just because you don't want to agree with me?
I mean, yeah. I don't know. I was kind of debating for my ninth between
okay.
a couple, so that makes it a little easier. I'm gonna go with Pascal from
okay.
Tangled. Cute little chameleon dude.
Yep.
Not the biggest character. Very comic relief. And I think the horse is a better pet from that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember the horse's name. But he's cool because he acts like a dog. And I like dogs, so.
Fair. You know, Sven isn't on this list.
Sven isn't on this list.
Yeah, that was tough. That was a tough one, too. Mm-hmm. Because,
And it's also tough are, like, their... animal friends that are like their steed.
Yeah.
A pet?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
no,
that's
I don't
tough.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah, that is
a little
tough.
Different, right?
Because Sven acts like a dog as well.
Yes,
and so
he does,
so does
yeah.
the horse from Tangled, and so it's kinda like a weird line thing, and then you're like, okay, well if we're talking horses, like Belle's horse is pretty freaking awesome. And we just do a whole thing on horses. There are that many awesome horses in Disney. We probably will one day, actually.
You didn't include the footstool dog from...
Oh, he's so good. I know,
no,
I know. But again, he was a human.
No, he was a dog, wasn't
oh,
he?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was a sheepdog.
Yeah, turned into
boys.
A footstool.
That's right,
yeah.
Okay, so that's funny you said that, because, I think Pascal's really popular among younger people, though.
Yeah, I mean, he's super cute.
Yeah, and that's pretty much why.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what is your number 8 then?
Well, then I will go with Lady.
Yeah.
Similar reasons. She's not even the third best animal pet in that movie. I like a lot of the supporting characters.
I do too.
Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah.
Lady kind of starts off as like, you don't like her on purpose.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. And like, there's nothing wrong with her. I like Lady. I think she's super cute too. I like the dog that sings about Tramp in the Pound. Yeah. I like her even.
She's
like,
kind of just a mutt.
Yeah,
dog.
She's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fair. But the reason I said that's funny is because my number 8 is Pascal from Tangled.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of annoyed, actually, that we're agreeing this much so far.
Okay, well, I will try my best to disagree with you.
Okay, so Pascal from Tangled, same thing. I really, really like him. It might just be a personal thing where, like, I don't have a personal connection with Pascal.
Yeah.
I think he exists to be really, really cute. I like how much he looks after her and, like, is literally her only friend for a while. But, yeah, cute animal comic relief character. Yeah. I also felt... like, Pascal was trying too hard for, like, the kids, and I, like...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Tangle's fine, and Pascal's fine, and...
Yeah, it was fine.
I don't know, you gotta put these on a list some way.
That's pretty much it. Okay.
Right. Okay.
What are we at now, 7?
7,
okay.
Yeah.
Are you gonna disagree with me?
I'm gonna try.
Okay, well, what have you got?
This might be, like, reverse recency bias or something.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with Dante from Coco.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
As my number 7.
All right.
Obviously, the pet in this was not the focus of the story or anything like that.
Right.
Kind of funny looking little dog.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I don't know. Just fine.
Yep.
What about you for...
Well, I'm annoyed.
For number 7. Oh, dear.
I was going to say Dante.
Okay, well,
Coco.
You can.
I know, but no, I'm annoyed because, like, I don't want to keep agreeing with you for everything. Literally, that's the only reason is I've seen Coco once. I absolutely loved it, but there are certain pets that stand out to me more, I guess. And maybe if I watched it again, I'd be like, Christy, you're an idiot. Dante's the best part or something. I don't know.
Maybe.
I remember liking him a lot.
Yeah, no, he's super cool and cute.
He's
and
awesome,
stuff,
and I like that he, you know, is a part of the whole adventure and everything.
And very derpy looking.
Very derpy looking, yeah. We have a dog that's also very derpy looking, very Dante-esque that way. But, yeah, there's also some really awesome other pets on this list is all.
Yeah.
Okay, what number are we up now? 6?
6, yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. Middle of the road.
Yeah, we're getting to that middle
mm-hmm,
section now.
Mm-hmm. Did you want to keep going or do you want me to go?
No, you're going back and forth.
All right. So, I absolutely, absolutely love this pet, but I'm going Raja. I really, really like the fact that Jasmine has a pet tiger,
mm-hmm.
and Raja is awesome and keeps those annoying suitors away from her. When she says she's had enough, he makes sure that they are aware she's had enough. She's also kind of like... I love the fact that Raja acts just like any other cat.
Yeah, as big cats actually do.
I know. But also like a little bit like a dog.
Yeah,
too.
A little bit.
Yeah, so I don't know. I really, really, really like Raja. There's just, I like him a little less than some of these other ones on the list. That's all.
Okay, well, I can disagree with you
okay.
then. For number 6, I'm going to go with Pongo and Perdita.
Okay.
They're fine, pretty cool characters,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and nice little pet romance going
yeah,
on
yeah.
there, but Dalmatians are not the best dogs,
right.
and having a lovely kids movie showing how awesome Dalmatians are is a little bit problematic.
Right, whereas very few people are actually going to go and try and get their kid a tiger.
Right. I'm going to need a different birthday gift for you.
Ooh.
But yeah, no, it's a well-known fact that both times that 101 Dalmatians, both the animated and the live action, when they came out, there was a surplus of Dalmatians finding
yeah.
their way to the pound because families would buy them. And then, oh, they're actually really terrible for families.
They are. They're... They're beautiful, fantastic dogs, but not for families.
So that's maybe a bit of an outside reason. I do like 101 Dalmatians as a movie, and they're
yeah
cool pets, but not in real life. So
yeah,
There you go.
All right, that's your number six. Well, my number five is actually Pongo and Perdita. And the only, I was torn between my placement for Raja and Pongo and Perdita, actually, like, flip-flopping between them. But the reason I had 101 Dalmatians just slightly ahead of them, of Raja, was because I liked the romance at the beginning. I liked seeing them actually, like, get together. I liked that. And I like that their puppies go missing, and they're like, oh, we'll just deal with it ourselves. Yeah. And we're, like, gonna go, and we're gonna figure it out.
Exactly.
I really like that.
I agree. It's the dogs that go and rescue the puppies, not the people.
Exactly. So I really like that, and I liked, you know, they're accepting, and they just roll with everything, and they're upset, but it's I just like that characterization and everything like that. Raja has to sit and wait in the palace.
Right.
On the adventure, so... I guess that's what edged 101 Dalmatians just slightly above. But you're absolutely right, and that is a shame. Don't go get your kids' pets that show up in movies just because they show up in movies.
No, no. Do your research.
Yeah,
pets absolutely. Are really great, but you got to make sure that they fit absolutely. With your life. Otherwise, then you're not doing anyone favors, especially that pet.
Exactly. It's not its fault. Okay, so that was...
It's my turn now.
No, yes, that's right. I'm sorry.
You keep jumping in.
I know, I'm excited. Okay, number five.
This is my number five.
You're number five. Do it.
I'm going to go with Pua, actually, as number five. And this is not because I don't like Pua. I don't like how little Pua is in the movie Moana. Pua should be throughout the movie as a major sidekick. And he's, like, in there... I'm not sure the gender of Pua the piggy, but doesn't matter. Not in that movie enough.
Agreed.
That's my number five. And do you want me to jump straight to my number four? And I will go with Raja as well.
Okay.
Mostly, again, like you say, he's not involved in a lot of the adventure.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for me.
And yeah, Tiger probably isn't the best pet, but it's cool in a movie.
Yeah, and I like...
And it fits the setting.
Yeah, and Jasmine.
It fits Jasmine, like, her personality, yeah. And it's like...
It makes her
more
awesome.
Of course a sultan's daughter would have a tiger.
Why
as a
not?
Pet. Like, it just does... It works really well there. And I would... It'd be cool to see more of Raja. Like, the other pet in this movie is, like, a full-on sidekick. Like, Abu is...
Unless you wanted to say Iago's a pet.
That's
true. Villainous pet.
Villainous pet, yeah. He is a pet.
We should do henchmen one time because Iago's pretty cool.
Henchman is you like Iago just because he's named for a Shakespearean character.
I do. Not gonna lie. We could do best Shakespearean references in Disney.
Oh, great. Sounds enthralling.
Well, I think so.
Oh, only three people listened to this week. Huh.
They're my students hoping to get extra credit.
Yeah, and it was only three of them.
Yeah, it was only three of them. Okay, fine then. But yes, so villains have pets too, but
they
we
do,
didn't
yes.
include any of those
yes.
on here.
Some of them are like, they're the pet foil to the hero pet.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trope.
Percy.
Yeah. But Raja, number four. So there you go. Didn't agree with you on that one either.
I have problems with my top four.
Yeah, well, you gotta solve those problems. No one can solve those problems but you.
But I love them all.
Yeah, well, that's why they're in the top four.
Oh, this hurts me, because I think you're gonna put this one, like, really high up.
Probably.
I'm gonna say Figaro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Figaro. I love Figaro and Pinocchio.
Mm-hmm.
I love Minnie's Figaro. I don't know if you remember.
I literally did not know that Minnie Mouse had a...
Yeah, in a lot of the cartoons, like, for a while, she had a pet cat, and she named... And it was named Figaro, and it looks literally exactly like the Pinocchio one. Like, it might just be inspired by it or something.
They just reused the drawings.
I'm sure. But Figaro and Pluto were kind of enemies a little bit. And it would often be...
That does make sense.
Yes.
Although it is ironic for a mouse to have a pet cat.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. But, and so it would do things like Figaro would, like, it was kind of like a kitten, well, like in Pinocchio, and would, like, antagonize Pluto, and then Pluto would get in trouble. It was like a whole thing. I think this is an adorable little kitty. I love him, Pinocchio, how much he likes going to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cute.
And he's probably the most, like, legitimately, like, pet-like
yeah.
in there. But he goes on the adventure with Geppetto trying to save Pinocchio, and I like that he's very cat-like because he doesn't really like anyone else. But I know that's true. I like he's very cat-like, like he doesn't like anyone else, but he also totally cat-like.
It is good that the goldfish goes on the adventure, because otherwise it would have starved to death in its bowl by itself.
Very true.
And that would have been very sad.
That would have been very sad. Yes, but at the end of the day,
good for Geppetto for being a responsible pet owner.
Good job. You let your goldfish get swallowed by a whale, though.
Yeah, but he was right there along with him.
But the other three are I just like more. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, which means it's my turn.
Yeah, it is your turn. I just have to plot my next move.
I know. So this is hurting me. I just he's in it for so little, but I love Pua so much, but he's in it so little that I can't really rank him above the other two.
I know, right?
So I like my biggest disappointment with Moana, literally the reason I didn't love Moana as much as I wanted to, was because you gave me the world's cutest pig. And then you had him in 5 minutes of the movie, and that was it.
And you had the ugly, dumb chicken instead.
Right? But Pua was just so cute, and these big eyes, and I love pigs so much.
Yeah. You want a pet pig.
I want a pet pig really badly. I'd name her Rupee, because I like the name Rupert, but I want it to be a girl. And so she would be Rupee, and she'd be a little pig, and I want one really badly, and they gave me a pet pig, and then took her away from me. So, Pua got as high up as I can possibly get him.
Yeah, fair.
Number three.
Fair.
But can't go any further because literally he's in it for 5 minutes.
Yeah. I that's why I
yeah.
That's
no,
why
it's
I
fair.
Ranked Pua a little lower.
100% fair.
So yeah, it is tough. I like pigs as well. They are very, very cute.
And this one is really like everything good about pigs.
Very well drawn, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And they also are delicious.
Crickets.
Come on, bacon is delicious. Sorry.
Anyway. We have a rule that if I ever get a pet pig, we have to have her out of the room when you eat bacon.
Yeah, no, that is true. I could not look the pig in the eye while I was
he's
enjoying
big eyes,
the bacon. Yeah,
he's
no.
Big brown eyes. Okay.
That would be terrible.
Okay, what's your number three?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Figaro for my number three. I think Figaro is a super cute cat. It's probably definitely my favorite Disney cat.
I think I agree, and which is crazy because I love Duchess and I love all the kittens and I love Raja, but yeah, agree.
Just really adorable, and I had kind of forgotten about Figaro until the last time we watched Pinocchio again when we were doing our decades, and that the first scene when they're getting into bed is and Jiminy Cricket's breaking and entering, very disturbing. Bad influence on the children.
Terrible influence.
But yeah, the cat is so cute. That's just like, oh, I just, oh, yes.
He's so cute. I like how he snuggles into the bacon.
He just wants to go to bed. He wants the bed, a comfy bed.
Same.
Yeah. So yeah, Figaro number three, which is
and a great cat name, by the way.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, I like that as a cat name.
So that's pretty high.
Yeah.
There's only two left.
I know.
They're both dogs.
And we have the same two left.
We do, yeah.
Okay.
Our lists are pretty similar.
I know. It's a little disappointing, actually. I like when we, like, get angry at each other.
I know. Not much anger here.
I know.
It makes for terrible listening. But
sorry,
that's
guys. We agree way too much. Okay, your turn, number two.
So, this is pretty difficult because you got, like, classic up against new, awesome, one talks. One doesn't, and it's very difficult for me.
I have faith in you.
No, you probably shouldn't. I don't think you're going to agree with me, but that's okay, because then we can have a little bit of anger.
I'm already narrowing my eyes at you.
I'm going to go with Pluto as my number two. I do like Pluto, and he gets ranked so high. Because he is the original Disney pet.
It's true.
As you throw your phone at me, that hurt. You disagree with me that much? Yes. That you threw your phone at me? Holy cow, that's just rude.
Very aggressive.
Yeah. He's Mickey's pet, and there's lots of cool classic cartoons with Pluto.
Yeah, and it's funny that a mouse has a pet dog, and another dog is Goofy, who's and not a pet.
Also
and
the name of my favorite former planet.
Yeah, sad.
But yeah, I don't know. the classic cartoons don't resonate with me as much as what I will rank as number one.
Okay. Now...
which I have a feeling you're going to rank as number two.
You are 100% correct. Yeah, okay. I actually appreciate that you know this much about me.
Mm-hmm.
I think you might be right that your number one is maybe the best one, but I've got to go... I've got to go the opposite for you. So for me,
you're putting more stock in a classic factor, which is fine. I recognize that that's a thing. And
it's true. And at the end of the day, if I'm torn between the two of them, I'm probably going to go more classic. Just, yeah. So my number two is Doug. Doug is probably actually the most awesome. He's a talking dog.
He's a talking dog that talks like a dog would talk.
Yeah. Squirrel.
And his voice is just perfect.
Yeah. So we have one of our dogs is a golden retriever, and we do Doug's voice for her a lot.
Yeah. We also do Doug's voice for our Bernese mountain dog.
That's very true.
And that voice might fit her.
It
a little
might
better.
Fit her
yeah.
very. Like anyway, she has the same mannerisms as
she
Doug.
She really does. Yeah.
But yeah, he talks just like it's exactly what a dog would sound yeah. like, and. Absolutely fantastic. The reason he is number two and not number one is at the end of the day, if I'm torn between two, I'm going to go more classic. So
yeah, fair enough.
Literally, that's the only reason. And it might have been, this was even harder after watching Doug Days. Because, oh my goodness.
So adorable.
It is, oh, it's really hard to not rank him number one, but I'm not going to. Okay. Number two, Doug.
Number two, Doug. Okay, well, I'll just finish off my list then and talk about Doug while we're talking about Doug.
Okay.
And, yeah, Up is an adorable movie, well, after you get past the first 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. But you know what? That is beautiful.
Well, no, it is beautiful. Not adorable.
No, beautiful, and devastating, yeah. And
so
I don't want
to
talk about it.
So then you get to the next part, and yep. it's more lighthearted and funny, and, mm-hmm. and Doug is a big part of what makes that work.
I love, but literally, Russell, it's a talking dog.
Yeah, that's what I would do as well. And yeah, Doug is just really, really awesome, and his mannerisms as a dog, because a lot of these, Figaro is a cat. Cat. Whereas a lot of these animals, they're kind of anthropomorphized a
True.
Little bit, even though they are pets. But
yeah, or they might have some animal characteristics and some human characteristics to like make. Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, but Doug is a dog acting like a dog, talking,
mm-hmm.
but like a dog.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
So he's talking, but it's literally just like a dog.
Yeah. So the way his brain works and everything he does is very dog-like and. Yeah. And when you live with dogs and stuff, it's very, very endearing.
It's perfect.
And as a golden retriever, it's even better because those are the most adorable dogs.
Sorry, our Bernese mountain dog, but it's true.
Yeah. She would agree.
She agrees. She also, her favorite creature that is alive is also our golden retriever, who's our old dog, but
yes.
We've been talking, but let's just say our golden retriever is Jez, and she's 15 years old,
mm-hmm.
and our Bernese mountain dog is Freya, and she's 5, and she basically worships the golden retriever.
Yeah,
follows her around like everywhere,
big sister, and she says, mm-hmm. that's my big sister, that's and I'm gonna sweet. Do just like her,
exact yeah. same. Yeah. So when we say everybody loves the golden retriever the most, that includes the other dog.
Oh, yeah,
she's not
sure.
feeling left out
no,
here.
No.
Like I said, I think Doug might technically be the best, but Doug would never have existed if Pluto didn't exist
no,
first.
No, that's true. Yeah.
So me being torn, I gotta, you know,
okay,
tip the hat to Pluto. And plus, some of those original Pluto cartoons are really awesome.
Yeah, there are some good ones. I feel bad that a lot of them are Pluto doing his best to like protect Mickey or Mickey's property or something, and then getting in trouble for it. Like,
yeah.
It makes me feel bad.
True.
Because like Pluto's awesome, but he gets in trouble all the time.
Yes,
it's like it's not his fault.
He did.
It's not his fault. He's just really good. And,
Did I ever show you the one where he goes to hell?
No, I've heard about it though. It was very disturbing.
Yes, because he and then he had to go save the kitty.
Okay, give me your best argument for Pluto. since it's now your number one.
Literally, I have the biggest thing I have to say is none of these other pets would have existed or been awesome at all had Pluto not come along first. Mm-hmm. If we didn't have such success with Mickey Mouse, have it. Plus, he's the only pet that's part of the original, like the Fab Five and everything like that, right? And he doesn't get the due he deserves. Also, he's not even, like, it's called the Fab Five. You should be including Pluto, because then it would be six. Like, yeah. But, like you said, he takes care of everyone else and is the pets. But none of these other people would have, no one else would have any awesome pets if Pluto didn't pave the way for all the Disney pets out there.
Yeah, okay.
But they had such success with him and his storytelling and things like that, that they're like, oh, we can actually do this. They were always going to do anthropomorphic animals and things like that. I mean, that you had Oswald and you had Mickey and you had, like, you always had that. But the playing with them having pets themselves, we can thank Pluto for that.
Right, and telling a story with an animal that isn't anthropomorphized.
Exactly. Pluto does not talk.
No.
Some of these ones, like you're talking, when you talk Lady and the Tramp, when you talk 101 Dalmatians, they talk to each other. I mean, the humans don't understand them in those ones. I mean, obviously in Up, that you do have the understanding and that's explained and everything. But, like, Pluto is a dog. He doesn't always do dog. He has dog-like moments, but he definitely is exaggerated and doesn't, like, does human feats of daring and whatnot, but is definitely a dog. Does not talk, does, you know, barks and yelps and whines and everything like that, but is a character even without that.
Okay. Yeah. No, I get it. I just like Doug more.
No, that, and like I said, Doug is probably technically better, but he wouldn't exist if Pluto didn't exist first. You okay. gotta tip your hat to the OG.
Okay.
So yeah, that's pretty much it. Good pets, hey?
Yeah, I like pets. I'm always excited to see what the sidekick and or pet is in a Disney movie.
Agreed.
They have some really good ones and some less memorable ones. Yeah, but
sometimes the pet is a sidekick and sometimes they're separate. So yeah. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's about our show.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty good one. No what Disney pet you are quiz today. That's too bad. I guess that's our show then, as you furiously Google. But that's our show, so.
No. What Disney pet are you? Okay, Brandon, get in touch with your inner dog or raccoon or reindeer. Which Disney pet are you?
Who's the ugly reindeer?
Oh, easy for me. What would you like to eat? Peanut butter, corn, milk, carrots, bread, beef, cookies, salmon, or biscuits?
Let's go with peanut butter. I like peanut butter.
Literally the first thing on the list.
It is, yeah. The second place would be beef. Oh, but, okay.
Choose a children's book. The Very Hungry Caterpillar, A Series of Unfortunate Events, Eloise, Little House in the Big Woods, it's Little House in the Prairie, but okay. Green Eggs and Ham, Harriet the Spy, Harold and the Purple Crayon, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, or Adventures of Frog and Toad.
Let's go with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Good
The
choice.
Hobbit wasn't on that list.
Pick a word that describes you. Creative, intelligent, perseverant, brave, glamorous, feisty, hungry, friendly, or goofy.
Hungry. I'm hungry a lot.
It's true. Select a fictional character. Oh, these ones we just have pictures. We don't have names. Okay.
Fictional character.
So we have, like, Doc Brown from Back to the Future. We have
Frasier.
Yep. Ross from Friends. House.
I don't even know who that is.
I don't either. Oh, we have Dr. Teeth from The Muppets.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
I'm gonna go with Scully.
Scully, yeah. I was gonna say Mulder, but it's Scully.
It's Scully.
Yeah, from X-Files. Some would say you're, finish the sentence, a glutton, naive, easily distracted, grouchy, overprotective, greedy, vain, mischievous, or stubborn.
Stubborn. I'm stubborn.
Yes.
And you can't tell me any differently.
Oh, again, we have images. Okay. But I can describe them and you can then look at them. Choose an emoji. We have dancing girl, pizza, books, the twin bunnies, the happy face with the tongue sticking out, diamond, snowflake, eyes looking off to the side, or the paint palette?
Let's go with the tongue sticking out.
I thought you were going to go pizza. I would have gotten that one wrong.
Pizza was definitely in contention, for
Which
sure.
Which one would I have picked?
Probably books.
Yeah, 100%. Pick a mug. Again, images, but there's an owl mug, a one that looks like a face eating a donut, one that says, I woke up like this, one says, looking for trouble, one is a basketball, one that says, baby, it's cold outside, one that is actually two, and they are squirrels.
Squirrel!
One that is just covered in polka dots, and one that looks like it is, like, handmade ceramic.
Let's go with the donut eating one.
Face eating a donut. That's a fun one.
Yeah.
Select a kitchen utensil. Wine cork opener. Corkscrew.
Yeah, that's what the yeah. Here.
Cheese grater.
Cheese.
Cookie press.
Okay.
A whisk.
Mm.
Measuring cups. A masher.
Mm.
A spatula, like the lifter type of spatula.
Okay.
An oven mitt. Or a dome, like for like a cheese plate.
Okay, let's go with a cheese grater, because I like cheese.
Fair. Choose a job: artist, taste tester, fashion designer, spy, kindergarten teacher, baker, athlete, park ranger, or writer. Okay, I'm a teacher, and I still would not pick kindergarten teacher.
neither would I.
Hats off kindergarten teachers.
I'm going to go with taste tester.
Oh, nice.
I feel
going
like
back to that hungry thing.
Yeah, I feel like I've picked a lot of things that have to do with eating. I'm wondering what Disney pet might...
Oh, I could have guessed, and it came up as this. You are Miko the raccoon from Pocahontas.
Oh, jeez.
That was my favorite.
It's not my favorite. Although, trash pandas are adorable. I just don't like Pocahontas that much.
I adore Pocahontas.
I know you do.
Let's listen to the description. You're clever, you're quick, and you can braid better than Chris Pratt. Sometimes you may be a bit sly, but only when it comes to finding food, because you have quite the appetite. Nothing makes you happier than sharing a delicious picnic out in nature with your BFF.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, I always loved Miko. I had a cat named Miko, did you know that? I named a lot of animals after Disney characters.
Really?
Still do. None of our animals are currently named after Disney characters.
They are not, no.
That's because you named the one. We have a cat named Archduke Fluffy Pants III.
Yes, he is very royal. He is. He's the one with the horrible meow.
And that is why you don't get to name animals anymore.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was fun.
Mm-hmm. You're Miko.
I feel bad that I brought that up, but that's okay. And that's our show for this week. Thanks to El Mule, who is responsible for the custom theme song that you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, which is disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. We can also find a link to our show's social media accounts. Social media accounts.
Say that 3 times fast.
Instagram at disneya.podcast.
You weren't going to say it 3 times.
No! I'm trying to read this. Instagram at disneyapodcast, Facebook at disneya, and Twitter at disneyapodcast. You can find Disneya episodes on all your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, that's super awesome. And Woo! If you haven't, you should probably go do that.
Yes.
Especially on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
Their algorithms work in mysterious ways.
Ooh, that would sound mysterious, right?
Mostly, they go up if you hit the review button.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The good review button, anyway. And if you know someone who might like listening to us, you can just tell them to, and then they could leave a review, and that would be good, too.
You know, you have a lot of power with your friends, and you should wield that power to get them to listen to us.
Yeah, peer pressure is really good. I learned that in school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All the cool kids are doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You can also listen to Disney A episodes on Magic of the Mouse Radio, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at our brand new time, 3 p.m. Eastern. Magic of the Mouse Radio can be found on most radio station apps. Next week, Krista wants to continue to being judgmental.
That's true. I actually said that.
Yeah. Very judgmental individual. It's probably because it's report card.
It is. I'm in like in a judgy mood. I've been doing a lot of judging and grading, okay?
I have not run with scissors recently, so okay.
All right, fine. Recently.
But we haven't chatted about Star Wars in a while.
It's true.
And with Boba Fett ongoing,
mm-hmm.
We figured it would be a good time to chat Star Wars movies.
Yeah, well, an episode or so ago we mentioned that we hadn't actually discussed favorite Star Wars movies, so let's judge them.
Okay, so we're going to talk about all the Star Wars movies that have come out, and I think maybe we'll pick our favorite from each era, because there are some very distinct eras.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm there for it.
Yeah, so you got your original trilogy era, and then you got your prequel era. Whoa. Careful, a lot of the younger kids out there really like those ones.
Well, you know what? If you're going to comment, you can comment on Instagram, and that'll pull up our algorithm there.
Yeah, engagement. And then you got, like, the kind of in-between non-trilogy ones.
Like Solo and Rogue One would be
there.
Yeah,
there's basically only two, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. That's fine. And then you have the sequel trilogy.
I like it. I think, I like it.
We can talk about them all, and then you can each pick our favorite from those.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's easier to judge.
Yeah, I think ranking them all might be a little superfluous.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because they do definitely have sections to them.
Yeah, for sure. But so you can listen to us next week when we do that. And I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney, eh? I know, I'm excited.